Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Chaf Hey. We are up to Sif Hey. We are on the third line of page Kuf Nun Ches, which is the page following 314. The Mechaber says in Sif Hey, Eino Yehudi Shetzah Dogim, a guy that caught fish, he trapped fish, Olikate Peros La'atzmo, or he plucked fruit for himself. So he either caught fish or he plucked fruit for himself, Asurim liYisrael. If this was done on Shabbos, these fish and these fruit are asur to Yisrael. V'afilu safek im likton otzadon hayom asurim bo bayom. Even if you are in safek of whether they were plucked or trapped today, they're still going to be asur on Shabbos. But after Shabbos, right away they are mutter, even if you know for sure they were plucked or trapped today. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Chaf Aleph Shetzah Dagim, Ubazek Kulyal Mamodu Da Asar Mishum Duhu Vadai Muktza. In this case, everybody agrees that it's Asar because it's for sure Muktza. Shenitzodu B'Shabbos, because these fish were caught on Shabbos. V'lohayu mezumana me'esmo, and they were not prepared from before Shabbos. V'kol shekein ha'osrim gam bepas v'sivdalet. Certainly those shitos that aser, also by the bread that we saw in sivdalet, certainly it's aser over here. V'lav dafka shetzadon eno yehudi. It's lav dafka that these fish were caught by a goy. Duhu adin im nitzodu me'alehem b'shabbos me'hametzoda sheporsu me'er Shabbos. The same din is true if these fish were trapped on their own from a trap that was put out, a net that was put out from before Shabbos, but l'maisa, these fish were caught on Shabbos, whether it's from the net that was set out before or by the guy, they are usr. Sivkatan chavbeis olike peros, he plucked fruit. Gam ke mishum mukta, here also the isr is because of mukta. Dim mechubarim hayu ben ashmashos, because they were attached to the ground during ben ashmashos. Vigam digazrinan bezeh shem yala v'yislosh, and we also make a gzair in this case, that you might go up a tree and pull off a fruit. Kimo shegazru al peros hanoshim b'Shabbos, just like we made gzeira on fruit that fall down on Shabbos, like we learned earlier in Simen Shin Chabez, mishum da adam lohot acharehim, because a person is drawn after food. Vigam bekal hula solshan, and also it's very easy to pluck them. Because of those two reasons, peros shenoshu are usr. V'hu adin kam, the same thing is true as well over here. Shenitlashu aidei and Yehudi, if the fruit were pulled off by a guy, the low gri, this is no worse, the shneim nitlashu shelo aidei Yisrael. In both cases, the fruit were pulled off without a Yisrael being involved. Either the guy pulled it off or it fell off on its own. Either way, it's going to be usr. Let's look at note 17. The Mishnah Berurah here brought two reasons why it's usr peiro shenoshim b'Shabbos. Number one is a person is lo tacharehem, and number two, it's very easy to pluck them off. Note 17 writes, V'afal pisha b'zmanenu gamad loka sa'or hi molocha kalabioser. Even though nowadays lighting a candle is also a very easy malacha, Rishoma Zalman says, Shemikomoko mutter lihonos me'or shehidlik nachri l'tzarcho. You're still allowed to benefit from a candle that a guy lit for himself. Ubetam adavar kasav sham, the reason Rishoma Zalman says over there is, She'ein hadlaka sa'or domer l'peros hanoshim b'Shabbos. Having a candle that was lit is not similar to peros that fell off on Shabbos. Shedavka peros hanoshim asru chazal b'hano. Dafka peros shenoshu chazal asur b'hano, kevan sheyesh b'hem shnei tovim. There are two reasons, like we just mentioned. Gam she'odom lohut acharehem. Number one, that a person is drawn after food in general. V'gam she'kalu tolsham, and also it's very easy to pull them off. And therefore, we make a gzera. If you take the ones that fell off or were pulled off by a guy, we're worried that you might go pull off more fruit on Shabbos. Havamad lakas ha'or. But when it comes to lighting a candle, she'ein ba'el atam echa. There's only one reason. She'im malacha kala. It's very easy to do. Mutter lehanos mimen. There you can benefit if a guy did it for himself because you don't have the other reason. You're not drawn after lighting a candle. You are drawn after pulling off fruit because that's food. You're drawn after food. You're not drawn after candles. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kadon Chav Gimel. Again, the Mechaber told us a guy that trapped fish or plucked fruit for himself, they're also to the Yisrael because they are mukta. So then we said, Sivkaton Chav Gimel, Asurim LeYisrael, Bein Ba'achilu, Bein Betotel. They're also for a Jew to eat, and they're also also for a Jew to move their Muktzah. Sivkaton Chav Dalid, Va'afilu Safik. Even if you are mesupuk, if the lakita or the tzida happened today, it's aser. The safek muchan aser. Safek of something that's muchan or not is going to be aser, because it's a davar sheish lamatirin, it'll be mutter after Shabbos. Va'afilu hamatirin l'kamam b'siv zayin b'safek l'inyam otzoi Shabbos. Even those who are matir, as we'll see soon in siv zayin, in a case of safek that it's mutter right away after Shabbos, b'zem modu. In this case, they are modu that it's aser ukil l'kamay, like we'll see shortly. Vidafko b'safek huda aser. Dafko by a case of safek it is aser. The talinon de bo bayom nitzodu v'nitlashu. Because we assume that it was done on Shabbos, that it was trapped, or that it was pulled off. Avalim nikur de nitlashu me'er Shabbos, but if it's recognizable that the fruit were plucked off from Erev Shabbos, kigon, for example, peiros shenichmeshu, like fruit that are already a little bit withered, v'chein bedogim v'chiyai gavna, or fish that are a similar way, it's nikur in the fish that they were not from today, they're not so fresh. So shari, then it's mutter for the Yisrael on Shabbos, uki l'kama v'simit tov kuf tezvav, like we'll see later in Hilchos Yontev, ayin shabbat beis Yosef. So only if we have a real safek, but if we have it pretty nicker that is from before Shabbos, then it's mutter. Sivkatan chafei, in all these cases, la'erev mutarim miyad, the mechaber says, although on Shabbos it is aser, even they safek, after Shabbos it's mutter right away, didafka kisha'asa amalacha b'shvil Yisrael, hu degazru l'esra be'erev ad kadei she'asu. Dafka when the goyder amalacha for a Yisrael, that's where we have Gzeira, and we aser it after Shabbos, the time it takes to do that malacha. Kidla kamei b'sif she'achazel, like we see in the next sif. Aval kisha'asa la'atzmo. But like we're discussing over here in Sefei, the goy did it for himself, lo shayach l'migzer, there's no makom for the gzeira. So therefore, it comes out in Sefei, if a goy trapped fish or plucked food on Shabbos for himself, they're also for Yisrael to eat, to move, because they are muktzah. But after Shabbos, it's mutter right away. We only aser after Shabbos a malacha that a goy did on Shabbos for a Yisrael. In Sefei, we're discussing where he did it for himself. Says the Mechaber Sevov, im likid v'tzad b'shvil Yisrael. Here we're discussing where the goy did the same malacha, he caught the fish or he plucked the fruit for the purposes of giving it to Yisrael. O b'shvil Yisrael ve'inam Yehudim, or he did it for Jews and Goyim. Tzarech lahamtin la'erev b'chdei she'yasu, you have to wait till after Shabbos to benefit from these items, the time it would have taken to do this malacha. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Chavav, im likeit v'tzad, v'hu adin b'chala malachos da'raisa she'asu ha'inu Yehudim b'shvil Yisrael. This is just a sampling, a lakita, a tzeda, but really any malacha da'raisa that a goy did for Yisrael, afilu asa me'atzma b'lo tzivu ha'Yisrael, even if the goy did it on his own without the Jew telling him, but the goy did it for the purposes of the Yisrael, it's going to be aser even after Shabbos, b'chdei she'asu k'dol kamam b'simin, tovkuv tezvav, ayin sham, Bebeis Yosef. Sivkatan Chav Zayin, even if they did it b'shvil Yisrael v'enam Yehudim. What's an example where it's done for Yisraelim and enam Yehudim? Kigon Shahayam Mechtze Yisraelim Mechtze enam Yehudim. This shita holds if half the people that are there are Jewish, half the people are not Jewish, we assume he did it on behalf of both of them. O biyadua shigam li Yisrael tzad, or if you know for sure that he did it also for Yisrael, v'liket, he trapped and he plucked, after harov hayu enam Yehudim, even if most of the people there are Goyim, but if you know he also did it for the Israel, it will be the same din. Mila kamon simen tovkuv tezvav, sivav bahagov, ayma shakasavnu l'el, simen reish ayinvav, bedir alocha. Sivkoton chav ches, tzarech lahamtin. We said you have to wait after Shabbos to benefit from it, b'chdei she'yasu. V'hainu afilu Yisrael achir. This is even a different Yisrael, shelo nilka b'shvilo, that it wasn't plucked for him. Kevan da'asam alocha da'raisa b'shvil Yisrael. Since the goy did a malacha daraisa on behalf of a yid, aser lakol lehanos ad motzoi Shabbos v'chdei she'asu. It becomes aser for any Jew to benefit from this item till after Shabbos, the time it takes to do that malacha. U'b'Shabbos gufa b'tilton nami aser, and on Shabbos itself, not only can you not benefit from it, you also can't move it. Is muktzah k'besim in tov kuf tezvav. V'lav dafka b'tzad, and again, this is not specifically referring to trapping, to hu adin b'chala malachos v'kanal, this really applies to all malachos, like we said before. V'atam da'osru la'kol ad k'dei she'asu, and the reason why Chazal asked it to everyone until you wait the time of k'dei she'asu after Shabbos, is number one, shelo yehanu mimalacha anasis v'shul Yisrael b'Shabbos. Number one, Chazal did not want Yisrael to benefit from a malacha that was done for Yisrael on Shabbos. And number two, v'gam d'gozru d'gshiyia mutter miyad motzei Shabbos, they also a gozer, because if it's going to be mutter for the Yisrael to benefit from it right after Shabbos, yomru le'eno Yehudi b'Shabbos, a Jew is going to come to tell a goy on Shabbos l'hochin, to prepare something for him, sheyia mezuman al motzei Shabbos miyad, so it should be ready for him motzei Shabbos right away. But once the Yisrael knows that anyway, if the goy does it for me, he has to wait the time that it would take to do it after Shabbos, he has no reason to tell him to do it on Shabbos. Those are the two reasons why Chazal asserted when a malacha was done for a Yisrael, that any Yisrael is also to benefit from it, ad b'chdei she'yasu. So, katan chavtes, mevur l'kama b'sim mitov kuvt ezvav, tahaynu shir she'ilu chayinu Yehudi b'motzoi Shabbos l'mokam shalokat. This time of chdei she'yasu is the shir that it takes the goy to walk motzoi Shabbos to the place where the fruit were plucked, v'yolko cham achirim, and go and pluck their other fruit, the yafzer l'kana. It's the time that it would take him to go and do that same malacha again after Shabbos and return. If you have the item the goy brought on Shabbos and you don't know where it was brought from, so it's hard to measure where Kedei She'asu is measured from, Shi'uram b'chdei she'yavi michutz la'tchum. So the stam measurement, we assume he brought it from right outside the tchum, and therefore that's the time you wait, the time it takes to get outside the tchum, do the malacha and return. V'im b'tchila b'Shabbos he'vion al-sus, and if the goy in the beginning brought it on Shabbos from riding on a horse or a car, Misharin and Gamkin, Derech Rechivas, so then we're measuring the Bechdei She'asu, will also be the time it takes to drive there and do the Malacha, would not go by walking if he drove. Ule'inyan im Neman Einu Yehudi b'Mesiach l'fitumo shenil ketum me'er Shabbos, in terms of whether the guy is believed, just am shmuzin, to say that they were plucked on Erev Shabbos, ayim b'mashe kasavnu sham u'besimen tov kuf yud gimel. Look what we wrote over there, and also in simen tov kuf yud gimel. So if you look at note number 29 in the back of the sefer, on the bottom of page 60 on the right side, he writes that there the Rama writes, Shehanochri Neman, a goy is believed to say it was done from before Shabbos. Ubira Mishabur, Rishon, the Mishabur explains over there, Shekevan She'enhu Mashbiach Asaperos Bamirazu, he's not making the fruit any better by saying this Amir that it was done from before Shabbos. Fakert Elamagareya Osam, he's making the fruit worse. Share Peiro Shenilkatu Hayom Tovim Yosem Epeiro Shenilkatu Esmol. Fresh fruit that were plucked today are more geshmak than fruit that were plucked yesterday. So since he's saying they were plucked yesterday, he's not trying to make his product that he's trying to sell any more valuable, any more chashiv. So Meila Harehu Nema, therefore he's believed. V'imhanochri Yodeya Shepeiro Shenilkatu Hayom Asurum Yisrael. But if the guy knows that fruit that were plucked on Shabbos are usher for Yisrael, so then kosav sham she'enon achri neman lomar shenokadu esmol. Then the guy would not be believed to say that they were plucked yesterday. Kevin shekavanoso lashbiach asaperos, because then he's trying to be mashbiach, make his peros better. Bekach sheyu mutarim liYisrael. He knows that from today they're usher. So of course he's saying they're from yesterday. But if he doesn't know they're usher today, and he's still saying it's from yesterday, why would he say that unless it was true? And therefore the Rama says you would be able to believe the guy in that case. Let's do one more sif zayin. So we had in Sif Hey where the guy did it for himself. We said it's Aser for Yisrael on Shabbos, it's Muktzah. Sif Vav, we said if he did it for Yisrael, it's not only Aser on Shabbos, it's also Aser after Shabbos, V'dech She'asu. And now we go to Sif Zayin, where it's a Safik. Safik Im Liktam B'Shvil Yisrael. It's a Safik of whether these fruit were plucked by the guy on Shabbos for Yisrael. O sheyadua sheliktam b'shvil Yisrael, or you know that the fruit were plucked for Yisrael. Ve'ein yadua im nilkatu hayom im lav. You just don't know if they were plucked on Shabbos or not. So you have two cases of suffix. Either it's a suffix it was done for Yisrael or not, or you know it was done for Yisrael, but you're not sure if it was done on Shabbos or not. Two separate sveikos. The din is asur im bo bayom. These fruit are asur on Shabbos. Vila erev b'chdei she'yasu, and they're also asur after Shabbos b'chdei she'yasu. V'yesh omrim de la erev mutter miyad. Some say that after Shabbos they're mutter right away. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Lamit Safik im Likton. Kigon, for example, Shehaino Yehudi Omar li Yisrael litan lo peres b'Shabbos. The guy told the Jew that he wants to give him some fruit on Shabbos. V'holach lo beis ha'ino Yehudi. So the Jew went to the house of the guy. V'nosan lo peres, and the guy handed him fruit. The suffik im lokat elu b'shvilo. So it's a suffik if the guy plucked this fruit for the Israel. O choshav lulkor achirim b'shvilo. Really, maybe he had in mind to pluck other fruit for the Israel. The elu lokal la'atzmo mitchilo. And these fruit that he's given the Israel, he really plucked them for himself in the beginning. So you're not sure if these fruit were really plucked for the Goy or they were plucked for the Israel. So that's when we have this case of Safek that we say the fruit are Usser. Aval Einu Yehudi Shehevi Doron Li Yisrael, but a Goy who brings a present to Yisrael, Lo Have a Safek, that's not called a Safek. Damrinan Devadai Bishvila Liktam. Then we say for sure he plucked them for the Yisrael because he's taking these fruit and bringing it to the Yisrael as a present. V'cheinim Hevi Pascham Li Yisrael, so too if he's bringing hot bread for Yisrael, Amrinan Devadai Bishvila Ofa. In that case also, we'll say for sure he baked the fruit, the baked the bread for the Israel. Sifkatan Lamed Aleph. The second suffix is Enu Yadua Imnukatu Hayomim Lav. Gamza Lav Behevi Doron Mairi. This is also talking about where the guy didn't bring it as a present. To Behevi Doron, because if he brought it as a present, or Hevi Limkor, he brought it to sell, then Chashvinan Kevadai Tloshan B'Shabbos, then we consider it as if it was Vadai plucked on Shabbos. The Mistoma Hevi Minam Meshubachim. Because if he's coming to bring a present or he's coming to sell, we have to assume he's bringing from the best, and those are Shenokotu Hayom, and those were the ones that were plucked today. Vasur Mimotsay Shabbos Videshi Asu Lukuyam, and there everyone would agree that they're Usur even after Shabbos. That would be exactly the case of Sivav. But in our case over here, where you have, in fact, a suffix where the Jew went to the Goy, so you're not sure if he's giving the fruit that he plucked for the Israel or other fruit that he plucked for the Goy, so then we said, according to the first sheet, that's Usur that day, and in the evening, B'chlei Sheyasu, and the second sheet that said, that La'erev, it's Mutter Miyad. So Zaktem is Shaburis of Katan Lambez, Asurim Bomayom, Vila Erev, V'atam the Usurim is suffix. The reason why they asked him a suffik afshu milsa de rabbonim, even though this whole issue is only an issue de rabbonim, where normally it's the sveiko lakula, normally we say suffik de rabbonim lakula, why are we so machmir over here? Mishum de hudaver sheishul matirin, since it's something that will be mutter after Shabbos, we are machmir, and we don't rely on the suffik de rabbonim lakula. Sheafshur lahamtin ad motzei Shabbos, you're able to wait till motzei Shabbos. Now the Mechaber was discussing two separate sveikas, either of a suffik it was plucked for the Jew or not, or the suffik that when it was plucked for the Jew, was it on Shabbos or not? But Zaktan Mishabura, v'im hayu shnei asveikos yachad, let's say you had two sveikas together, in tloshen b'Shabbos, number one, you're not sure if it was plucked on Shabbos or not, v'gam im tloshen b'shvil ha'Yisrael, you're also not sure if it was plucked for Yisrael. So b'Shabbos gufa aser, on Shabbos itself is going to be aser. To hafilu vaday lo b'shvil Yisrael liktum, because even if we know for sure it was not for Yisrael, it's still aser b'Shabbos mishum safek muchan. It's still aser on Shabbos, like we said before, because of the safek muchan. Kanal b'sefhei. Aval b'motzoi Shabbos, but in this case we have both sveikas. Motzoi Shabbos yesh lahatir baze miyad mishum sveik sveika. But God, motzoi Shabbos you'd have a sveik sveika, a double safek. Maybe it wasn't for the Israel, and even if it was for the Israel, maybe it was from before Shabbos, and we would not answer it after Shabbos, according to everyone. But in this case of the Mechaber, where we have either Safek A or Safek B, everyone agrees it's Aser on Shabbos. We have a Machlokas if it's Aser after Shabbos, V'deich She'yasu, the first sheet that says it is Aser, the second sheet that says, if Katan Lamed Gimel V'yesh Omrim Del Erev Mutter Miyad, the Svira Luhu that they hold, the Lo Asru Rabbanan Bazem Yisveka, the Rabbanan did not Aser after Shabbos, May Safek. Umikomakom b'Shabbos gufa the isur mishum muktzah, but on Shabbos itself, where the isur is because of muktzah, modu this shita admits that ein lahatir afilu hecha derak suffik imnukadu b'Shabbos, that it's not going to be able to be matired even if there's only a suffik if it was plucked on Shabbos. The besveik muchan echmir yoser mishar sveikos the rabbanim, because when it comes to a suffik muchan, so there whether it was prepared or it's muktzah, the chazal are more machmir than by other sveikos the rabbanim. The kanal b'sev hey. Tzedavar sheishul matirin. Uledina kosav el yirab. Aloch lemaisa el yirab writes. The mashma me achronim di yeshlis moch ala yesh omer hazed de ein lahachmir lemotzoi Shabbos. It's mashma from the achronim that one can rely on the second shita, the yesh omer that says one does not to be machmir on motzoi Shabbos. Aval b'chai odom kosav de ein lahokal rakal tzor mitzvah. The chai odom does write that one should not be lenient unless it is the purposes of a mitzvah. V'chei mashma be'ish lavrum. Sevkotan yudches she'ein lahokal bazeh. That one should not be lenient about this, v'shekein echira Beis Yosef v'simen tovkuf tezvav, and the Eish Avram brings down as well that that's how the Beis Yosef is machria, that one should not be lenient and should in fact asrit may suffig even after Shabbos with Yeshayasu. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mirtz Hashem with Siv Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.